We're on Daf Mem Dalet on the base, top of the page. We just finished yesterday speaking about the Brocha Achrona on the Zayin Minim, and today we're going to start speaking about Brei Nefeshos. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habeya V'Al Minei Kufa V'Atchala Mevarek She'akol U'Vatzot Brei Nefeshos V'Vav. He says that on Beya eggs, on Minei Kufa, Rashi says it's Kol Minei Basar. And that's not a chiddush, which we already had a Mishnah, a Daf Mem on a base, that said that anything that's not geduli min a karka, we make a shachol on. The chiddush over here is that on only these types of foods, lebesol, brain of hashos babos, you make a brain of hashos on it. Aval yorka, lo. So the first shita holds that brain of hashos, the literal meaning the Mephoshim bring down of brain of hashos is nefashos. So things that are derived from nefashos, things like eggs and mini kufa, kafa, kol mini basar, that you make a brain nefashos on. But yarka, vegetables, lo. Rav Yitzchak Omer, afilu yarka. Even on yirakot, something that's nourishing food, you make a brocha achrona, a brain nefashos on. Aval maya, lo. But on drinks, water, you don't make a brain nefashos. Rav Papa Omer, afilu maya. You even make a brain of hashos on water. Now, follow the names over here. This, the Gemara will give it simon on the names. Marzutra, we don't mention his father's name, just his one name. Avi Kerebi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He acted like Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. We mentioned him in his father's name. And he only made a brain of hashos on things like eggs and types of meat. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, which we mention him in his father's name. There's two names over here. Avi Kerebi Yitzchak, which is one name, which held that you make it on, you could even make brain of hashos on any food items, even vegetables, but not water. The siman and the siman over here is Chad Kitrei, if you want to remember this. One, when we mention only one name, without the father's name, without two names, he was the one who held like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi with two names. Chad Kitrei, Kitrei, when we mention the Amora with his father's name, that's two names, it's Kichad, it's like the one Amora Rav Yitzchak that said, one. We'll just see that real quickly in Rashi. Aval yarka lo tzorich levruch yakleya. According to the first shita, that on vegetables you don't make any brocha achrona at all. Only a brain nefashos is only on nefashos type things. Chad kitrei, mar zutra shehuzger kan yachid. We only mention him by himself, below shem aviv. Aviv kerebi yitzchak bar avdimi shehuzger b'shmo shem aviv. That's how we get the simon of one kitrei. Kitrei kichad, marba ravashi, shehuzga b'shemo v'shem aviv, two names, aviv k'rebi yitzchak, shehuzga yachid. Avhomi ravashi, anaz, zimna dechi, midechane, avide de kikulaho. When I remembered, I did like all of them, all the shitas, even like Rav Papa, that you make it on water. I thought it was just this the ha'ara over here, but this is how we pass. Can we make a brain of hashos on all things? It's just a funny lotion that Ana Zimna Dechi, when I remember, I make it on. And also Tosfot. Tosfot, the first Tosfot, says, V'chein Anu Nohagim. We're Nohagim, not Medinin and Gomorrah, not Alpiyadin. We're Nohag to make a brain of hashos on water. Okay. Tanan. We have a Mishnah. Kol Shaton Brocha Liachorav. Anything that requires a Brocha Achrona. Toin Brocha Lefanov. You need a Brocha beforehand. So anything, all things, we start with a kol, anything that needs a brocha afterwards, for sure you need a brocha beforehand. V'yesh, and there are things, there is something, sheton brocha lefanav, v'ein ton brocha liachavav, that needs a brocha beforehand, and you don't need a brocha afterwards. Rashi mentions over here, kol sheton brocha, mishnah hi b'mesekta nida. He took the time out to let us know that this mishnah is in mesekta nida. I think the kavanah of Rashi is, because all of a sudden you have a Mishnah here, and we're learning the Sechet Brachas, and here's a Mishnah dealing specifically with Brachas. A person would come and say, I don't see this Mishnah in this Masechta. So Rashi has to come and let you know, this Mishnah is in a different Masechta, even though it's talking about Brachas. So we have a case over here where there is cases that you make a Bracha beforehand, and you don't make a Bracha afterwards. Bishlam Alev Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the first shita that says you only make a bracha achrona on Beya and Minei Kufa, Leafuki Yarka. This mission is coming to let us know that on Yarka, Yarakot, you make a bracha beforehand, but it's not Ton, it doesn't require a bracha afterwards. Rebbe Yitzchak that says you don't make Avreina Peshos on water. That's coming Lefuki Maya. This mission is very nice for these two Shitas. El Rebbe Papa says that you make Avreina Peshos on everything, Lefuki Maya. What is it coming to exclude? It's V'yesh, Yesh Toron Baruch Lefanov, Te'ein Toron Baruch Yaakov. What is this Mishnah talking about? And he says, Lefuki Mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you make a bracha beforehand. When you put tefillin on, or tzitzit on, or hearing shofar, you make a bracha beforehand. You don't make a bracha afterwards. All of Ne'emarava in Eretz Israel, the brought the Mesalki Tefilayu, when they took off the tefillin, Mevrachek Shek Nishanam Mitzvotav Lishmor Chukav, you see that they do make a bracha after the mitzvahs, Lefuke Mai, according to Rev Papa, what is it coming to Lefuke, this Mishnah? This is Lefuke Rechni, to exclude Reach, like we already saw before in the Gemara when we discussed the brachas on Reach, we had to bring an extra pasuk in the Torah to tell us that you have to make a bracha on Reach, even though we started at the beginning of the parak that no one is allowed to have hana and olam hazeh without making a bracha. But Reach was something different because it's not a strong hana of the goof, and the Gemara itself put down a second pasuk of kol neshama to halel ka, that you have to bring something out, something that has hanah to the nefesh and not the guf, so it's a lighter level bracha, it's a lighter level hanah, so even though you make a bracha rishon on it, we don't make a bracha achrona on it. Rashi, kekulahu af levev papa, kol shetoran bracha mishnehibim mesekta nida lemuta yiraka, the kol shechein mine, so the one who holds that it's coming to exclude vegetables, of course, also water. Okay, lemutei mitzvahs ve'ein mevrachim shemisalkim tefillin v'tzitzit v'yachar tefillit tekiyat shofar v'lulav. We don't make a bracha after the mitzvahs. There's an issue that's going on, and the Rav will take care of it, of hot drinks. And all these, even though we say that you make a bracha for ein afashos on water, but on hot drinks, and there's a lot of information going on over here, and we'll say that. Omer Rav Yani, Omer Rav. Kol shehu kebeitza, beitza tova mimeno. Sugi of eggs, the incredible edible egg. Anything that is like the size of a beitza itself will be better than it, more nutritionally better than anything you could find. Kiata Ravin, when Ravin came, he added on this. Omar, tava biyata migluta mishita kaise sulta. A egg that is lightly roasted, this kigluta is a light roasting, is better then 60 kaisei sulta, but 60 lugan. I mean, it has a lot of, it's packed over here. Kiatav evdimi, ometava v'yeti migluta mishita. He agrees that a lightly roasted egg is better, nutritionally wise, than 60 kaisei sulta. Mitvita, if it's solidly roasted, you roasted it a lot, mi arba, better than 4. And mivushta, a hard-boiled egg, boiled in water, kol shehu kebeitza. Anything similar to it is a beitza tova mimeno. The egg is better, it's the best bargain for its size, levar mibisra, except for meat. According to the Gemara, meat was very healthy, nutritional-wise. Rashi, kol shehu kebeitza, eilacha min maichel shir kebeitza shalot ye beitza tova laguf mimeno. There is no food that of the size of a beitza, that a beitza would not be better for the guf than it. Migluta, tzilui lacha v'racha. It's a light roasting. It's roasted. It still has some of its lichut inside of it. Shesorfim otol. You burn it. Nevaya kaisu. There's a midot makzichot lug. Midot of a lug. Glutla meshita. Tova meshita kaisi. It's better than 60 kaisi. That midot that can contain a lug. Matvita tzilui kasha. That's really roasted a lot. Tova. Me arba kaisei. It's better than 4 kaisei. Me berushta, that's how we eat our eggs, hard boiled eggs. B'mayim. And that, when we had the original statement of Revyani, all of Revyani call on this. Revyani said, kol shu kebeitza beitza tova mimeno. Revekiva mea filo achli shalak. We said in the Mishnah that even if you have a meal on vegetables, Rabbi Akiva says, if that's what your main meal is, you bench on it. Is there such a thing, such a cooked vegetable, that a person's going to make it their main meal? Bekelet Shakar of Shano, the stalks of cabbage. We learned on it that a stalk of cabbage, Rashi says, Shahu Mazon, this has a din of Mazon, people are Koveya, they're Mazon under the Tanya Lakam and Kovla Mazon, which we're going to see right now in the Brisa. Now we're going to have a Brisa that's going to bring down nutritional values of certain food, and usually we have a cloud that when the Gemara talks about medicinal values, alternative medicine, things that we're not used to, we have a concept that Stama and Ishtana and Teva, our bodies are a little different today, and therefore we don't always follow these Gemaras to the T, even though some of these don't seem so bad over here, but we check with the nutritionist before we start using these alternative medicines of the Gemara. Gemara is going to bring down a Brisa, and basically till the end of the Amud, we're going to be the Gemara is going to discuss all the aspects of this price. There will be the price, and then as we see the Gemara, we'll discuss the different things. Let the Gemara do the talking. Tachol, that's the spleen, certain part of the animal, one of the organs of the animal. Yafel is shinayim, it's great for the teeth. The kashul b'nimayim, but it's not good for the intestines. Kreshin, that's leaks, that's kashin l'shinayim, it's not good for your teeth. The yafel b'nimayim, and that's good for the digestion, the digestive process. Kol yorek chai, all vegetables, morik, you lose your countenance on it. And again, the Gemara will explain why each one or what in which case. The kol katan, and anything that's small, not meaning small in size, but small in growth, something that has not reached its full maturity in growth, maktin, it diminishes. The kol nefesh, and any flesh. Meshiveta nefesh restores your soul. Vakol korov lenefesh, and whatever is closer, whatever has more chiyus, close to the chiyus of the animal, meshiveta nefesh. Some even more, it's meshiveta nefesh. Korov, this is why we bring down the price. Korov, your cabbage is lamazon. People have it for the nutrition of the meal. The tardin, which we translate as spinach, but as the Rav pointed out in the beginning of the parak, that tardin is silka, is beets. Lirafua, that's a very good medicinal thing. Oilo, the bayit, woe is to bayit, we're not talking about a bayit mamish, but the bayit of the digestive system. Woe to the digestive system, shall left it overet betoko, the turnips go through it. Again, we'll don't make any conclusions yet. Rashi. Kreshin is karti, that's leeks. Kol yerek chai, morik, anything, raw vegetables is morik. No til Torah upon him, it takes away the countenance of a person. Kol katan, what does it mean, kol katan? Shalo gadol kol tsarko, it didn't finish growing. It's immature in its growth. Well, the common fresh kama kol tsarko, how much does it have to be before you could start eating it? Kol nefesh, what are you talking about, kol nefesh? Kol chai hanachal shalim. Anything that you're eating complete, kikondagin, kitanim, shagadlo, kol tzorkom, that's the, so those are good for you. Hakorov lenefesh, ha'okom min ha'behema, b'makom chiyus shalah. If you eat from the air in the place of its chiyus, where it gets its main chiyus, lakam for shalom, I'll explain in the Gemara. Or labayit, that's lekaris, ha'okom lapat. That's lefet, sorry. That's the stomach that eats the lefet. Okay. Now the Gemara till the end will explain this. Omer Mar, the Brisa said, "Kachol yafel shinayim v'kashel levenayim." It's good for the teeth, but it's difficult on the digestive system. Mitochondria. What should you do then if you're going to eat it? How should you eat it? So I say v'nishadiyeh. You should chew it well and then spill it out. Spit it out. Rashi, Nalasei kosmo umashlicho. Chew it. This way, it's good for your teeth. And you spit it out, you don't have to digest it, and therefore you don't have the problems with the stomach. Kreshin that we said is kashin l'shinayim, it's hard on the teeth, v'yafin l'vnei, what should you do? Ma'ati kante. L'shalpinahu, you should boil it well, v'nivlinahu, and then swallow it, don't chew it. It's the obvious answer, Rashi. L'shalpinahu, v'kidera harvei, cook it a lot so it becomes very soft. Shalo yitzarek lekosu bishinah. You don't need to chew it with your teeth. Kol yerek chai marik. Any raw vegetable will take away someone's countenance. Some of Rav Yitzchak. B'su'ud rishon shalachar hakaza. We're dealing after someone let blood. He had blood taken out of him. And the first suda after that is a very important suda. You're restoring yourself. And that don't have raw vegetables. and that's it. Have something more fulfilling. You'll be white after that. Will not restore you. Now just
what is the countenance?
Countenance, the way that the look, whether a person's red, you know, a nice.
Physically or.
It's the Torah of the Pani, meaning when a person doesn't have a good Torah of the Pani, he's pale. Meaning you become pale after
complexion.
Complexion.
Is it the physical complexion or does it derive from the spiritual?
I'll wait for the Vav to give the parish on these things. My job is to be Ma'ara the Indiana. Tilmi Rev Yitzchak. Another, since we're on this topic of eating your first meals, he has two other halachas on it. Kola ochel yar kodim arba shaos. Someone who has a salad or something before the first 4 hours of the day. In those days, that's before they really started eating. Asla supplemental. Forbidden to speak to the person. Rashi mentions. We'll just see the Rashi inside. Kodim arba shaos. She'enu zman suuda. It's not the time yet to eat. The reyak kasha lebnei adam. It's difficult on other people. The reyak that comes from this person. I'm a sapimimo. Before the person who is talking to them, his stomach is empty, the other person's breath is difficult on them because they have an empty stomach. My time up, Mishum Reikam, because of the bad odor. The odor of the vegetables. Yom Rav Yitzchak, a different halacha. Stam, Asuli Adam Shakal Yerek Kai Kodim Arba. Don't eat a salad. Over here he brings in Kai, the first one did not say Kai. But over here, you don't eat a raw vegetables before the 4 hours. Amemo Marzutu of Ashi, the three of them, Havi Yatve, they were sitting. Aiti Kamayo Yerakai, they brought him salad, Kodem Arbo Shol, before the 4 hours of the day. Amemo of Ashi Ochol, they ate. Marzutu Lo Ochol, and he didn't eat. Amole, they said to him, Maidatak, why aren't you eating over here? What are you thinking? Yomer Rev Yitzchak Kola Ochol Yerak, Kodem Arbo Shol, Ansel Nesapai Menem? Is it because of the side that Rav Yitzchak said that anyone who eats the vegetables, you can't talk to them. Mishum Recha, Tayanen Dekai Achlinen, we ate. Dekai Mishtai Pehadan. You are still talking with us. You're discussing with us. It's obviously that you can't hold that, so why aren't you eating? You see that you don't hold up Rav Yitzchak, that you could talk to people. Omelahu Anaki Idak Rav Yitzchak. En Achinami, I don't hold like the first Rav Yitzchak, that if someone else eats the vegetables that it's us to talk to. But I hold up the second Rav Yitzchak severely. Yom Rav Yitzchak, Asa li Adam Shachal Yerachai Kodem Arba Sha'ot. Okay, Vaita in the Brisa. Kol Katan Maktin. Anything that's eaten before it reaches maturity diminishes. Omer Rav Chizda, Filo Gadya Barzuza. Even a lamb that's worth a barzuza, an expensive thing, even though we have the Gadya that's worth two Zuza over here. Over here, this God of Bar Zuza, even half the price, it's a bargain, but Rashi mentions the Bar Zuza, it's Kloma, it's fat, it's a tov, Shishav Zuz, it's a good thing, it's worth a Zuz. I guess prices went down. So, over here. Even lamb, if it didn't reach its maturity, we don't eat it. Don't jump to conclusion before you give up your lamb chops, even in this country, Stama, we gave it up a long time ago, these lamb chops. For Lo Amu, we didn't say this din of Kol Katan Maktin Lo Amun Ella Delayt Beit Rava. It has to reach at least a quarter of its maturity. Meaning, if it's so small that it's not even a quarter of its maturity, don't eat it. Any fruit, meat, or anything. Avaleit Beit Rava Leit Lan Ba. But if it does reach maturity of a fourth at least, Leit Lan Ba, this halacha doesn't apply. Let's catch up on Rashi's. We're not too behind, I guess. Kodem arba sha'ot, enuz matsuda, we saw that, kidak rav yitzchak, svirle, avalasu l'saper, lo svirle. But I don't know that it's us to talk with them, just it's us to eat at that time. Por zuzik lomar. Shaman v'tov, shishav zuz, it's something very good that's worth a zuz. The late bay, Ravai didn't reach a quarter. Shalo gadol ad revit shalo. It did not yet grow a quarter of its full growth. Kagon. Teleh revit shel ayil. A teleh, a little sheep, a lamb, a revit of an ayil. Gedi kidei revit shel seir. Godol vekain kol davar. Anything. You don't eat things in its premature state. Kol nefesh, meshid nefesh. Any of the kol nefesh, we mentioned that something shalim, like small fish, is meshid the nefesh. Papa Filo Gildani Debe Gile. Even these. What are these? Rashi says the Dagim Kitani, Me'od. And even though we just finished saying something that's smaller, that's premature, that's not even a quarter, you shouldn't eat. And over here, they're very, very small. You might think that they're so small, it'll be Maktin. They're very small. Mitzrayim Bein Akani Biagam. It's found between the reeds in a pond. Ve'ein Darkam Legadol Yoter. It's not a din, don't worry. These aren't in the category of something that didn't grow a fourth. They don't grow anymore. Aval dag katan, but a small fish, stamafol fish. Memin dag gadol, from a big fish that didn't reach yet a quarter. For lo gadol rova, zehu katan maktin. That is the case of katan maktin. So we're talking about small fish, which means fish that reached its maturity, or at least a quarter after its maturity. Kol akar of lenefesh, anything that's closer to the chius of the animal, meshivet the nefesh, amar revacha bar Yaakov, that's the unka, Rashi, Savar, the neck area. Makom Beit HaShchita, that's the place of the Shchita, and Somech Lalev, that's the best, the most healthiest part of the animal. To buy Omele Rava, and we have a Omele Rava L'Shamayet, he said to his servant, Ki Maitet Li Unza, the Bisra, when you go and bring me meat, Tarek V'Yaiti Li Mehecha D'Mikarv L'Bei Baruch, make the effort and bring from where it is most close to the Bei Baruch, what's the Bei Baruch, Rashi, Makom Shebaruch Sham Ala Shchita, the place where you made the bracha on the shchita, that's the Beit Baruch, meaning the neck. Korov L'mazon, the last part of the brice, we said that cabbage is good for mazon, and Tardin L'Refuah, Mashma, that Korov is only good, Korov is only good for mazon, and Tardin is good for Refuah, but Korov is not good for Refuah. Korov L'mazon, it's good to satiate, to fill one up. But not for refuah. Baha, it's not true. We have a price that says, not like that. Tanya, and again, it's a more alternative medicine. Shish devarim merapi merachola mechalav refuah, refuatan refuah. There are six things that help a person from his sickness, and these refuahs are refuah. I mean, it's inequivalently a good refuah. The Elohim, here's some good foods to eat, your vegetables, you should be eating. Karuf, your cabbage. Fetardin, your beets. Umei, sisin, Rashi, zetavshel, shel, pulio. I don't know what that is. You know what that is? Devash. There's a little question if this devash should really be here or not. You can see on the side of the iron mishpat. They say yavish. It's going on things. And other people also take this out. The keva, the stomach of an animal. The harat, that's the makom where they give, they birth from the womb. That's mentioning in the Chumash, it's the lobes. I'm sure what that is. The lobes of the kaved, certain part of the liver. So we see that Karuv is very good, and it is for Rafua. So how do we say that? How do we make the deal that Karuv is only for Mazon and not for Rafua? Ala'ema Karuv Afl Mazon. Karuv is good, it's also good for Mazon and Rafua, and the Tarjin is good for Rafua. The last part, oy lo labayit shelefet overet betocho. Woe to the digestive system that lefet turnips go through it. Ain't he? That's not true. Vahomele Rava, we saw that Rava said l'shamayit to his servant, ki chazid lifta bishuka. If you see turnips in the shuk, lo tema liba mai karakta rifta. Don't ask me what should you eat your bread with. Meaning Rava loved it. If you find turnips in the shuk, don't even ask, buy it, I'll have that with my bread. So you see that it's something good. He enjoyed eating it. Ame Abaya, there's some halachas of eating turnips. Ame Abaya mebli basar. When is it bad for your body? When you eat it without meat, meaning the meat, the shuman of the meat will take away whatever qualities it has that's not good for you. V'rav omer mebli yayin, or if you eat it without having wine afterwards, that's when it's bad for you. Tomorrow we'll see another shita. Rav Amir Mibli Basar. Rav says if you have the turnips without basar, it's no good. Shmuel Amir Mibli Eitzim. What does it mean without wood? We don't need wood, meaning you cook it up. A lot of wood to cook it up with. Rabbi Yochanan Amir Mibli Yayin. Without Yayin. Omele Rav Olive Papa. Sudne. Sudne Rashi says you're the beer brewer. on the side of Yarek is a little bit nicer word, Yerushimayim, Sod Hashem, Sudne. But it makes sense over here that the beer brewer, Rav Papa mentioned, was a beer brewer. Okay, that was his profession. Anan, when we eat turnips, Tavrinan Lei Babas Ravakama, we make it healthy to eat through either cooking it with basar or having wine afterwards. Atan, you, the lo nafish lochama, you don't have a lot of wine, you're a beer brewer. But my taver, so what do you cook with it in order to make it proper to eat? Amalei betzivi. Betzivi, I think, means a lot of wood. We cook it up strongly because we bring up Ramais over here. He had the bite to the Rav Papa, the wife of Rav Papa, but the mevashla la tava, after she cooks it, tavala betamna ofe parsaito, she would make it fit for eating, or tava, she'd make it healthy through 80 ofe parsaito. Rashi says 80 logs. Let's catch up on the Rashis. Umei sisi, that's tashel shel pulia viharat, that's vladira shehavlad notsevo, that's for the womb, where the vat is formed from. Yoter da kavi, tov sheshet de kavi shekorim ivrish. Mebli basar, if you eat the turnips without basar, that's when it's difficult to you. Hikasha, then it's difficult. Aval kimisha basar, yim basar, the shemin matish kocha, the shumin of the basar, is matish kocha, it knocks it down a little bit, so it's not so strong. Mibli yayin, kishein shotim acharei yayin, not cooking it with wine, but this is drinking yayin after it. Mibli eitzim, she'eno shokarbe, if you didn't cook it a lot, meaning if you cook it a lot, it's good. Sudne, Rashi says, bal sheichet tamarim, you're a beer maker, this is not the barley beer, but the tamarim beer. But Papa Moche Sheikhaya, he was a beer seller. Kedorama Be'ezu Neshech, Tarsha de Rav Papa Shachre. Lo Fasid. Fasid. See over there for the Gemara. Fiyomi Rav Papa, Ilav Devami Shachre, Lo Yatari. If it wasn't for the beer, I wouldn't be rich. That's what the word is. Vahu Nikre Sadani, Kedi Aminan Tamei, Bechalozcha, Lebei Sudni Vahot. Ayin Sham the Gemara. Zelo Nafi Shlechu Tama. Next. No. The lo nafi shlechu tama. We have that in the Gemara? Shoshoti shachatim. Okay. B'mai tavaita. What are you that you don't have wine? What do you use the kochel shel lefet in order to diminish the strength of the lefet in order for you to eat it? And we had a maisa where the wife of her papa, she would cook it with ofi porsaitu. That's b'chiyot shel etzim, logs of wood. Gedolot haita. After she made the lefet, she would put it under the thing and burn it up with it. Okay, a few more. Tana Rabbanan, Dag Katan, a small fish. Oh, Dag Katan Maliach, when you salt small fish, Pamayim Shehu Mimamit. It could kill a person. When? If you eat it, Beshiva, 7 days after you salt it, B'shiva Asar, and 17 days after he salted, B'yetzim B'shevet, 27 days, B'yamala B'yetzim B'shalosh, even 23 days are those days. V'lo amo elo l'mitveh. We're talking about when, V'lo amo elo b'mitveh, when you roast it. V'lo mitveh, sorry. We didn't talk that it's dangerous for you unless it's roasted v'lo matveh. You didn't roast it very well. Avo matveh shapir, but if you roast it well, late lanbah, you don't have to worry about after the salting. The lo mitveh, shape, and if you didn't, kogachale lo amo ele the lo shat the patri chakra, as long as you don't drink beer after it. Aval shat the patri chakra, late lanbah, you don't have to worry about the small fish. Vashi panim shehu mamit, the elo hain biyom shiva yomim lemelichoto, that these days, the 7 days after you salted, or biyom shiva asar, or biyom shiva biyestrim, all these different days afterwards, should be careful. V'shote mayim litzamo, drinking water to thirst. Now, l'maisa, this is a large sugya, and we'll leave it for the Rav or most of it. Just be more of some of the questions over here. When you drink water to thirst, it's the deal is on thirst, you make a brain of fashos, or that was the thing over there. drinking water to thirst, but if it's not for thirst, then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. And the getter of what is for thirst or not will leave for the vav. Also, they mention over in the brain of Hashos on hot drinks, right? It's not so pashut making on a hot cup of tea or bracha achrona after that, and that will be for the vav. So, ashotemayel litzamo, if you're drinking water for thirst purposes, dafke for thirst, lefuke, what is it coming to exclude when you don't have a thirst? Lefuke mai, what is it coming to exclude? Omeidi bar avin liafuki leman dechanakte umtse, someone who's choking on a bone. In that case, when you grab a cup of water and you drink it down to get it down, you're not drinking it at all for thirst purposes, and therefore you don't make a bracha on it. Not at all. Tosfos mentions over here that when you're choking and you grab water that you don't make a bracha on it, that's dafka water. She'ein lo hana, you're not having any hana for it. But other types of drinks, sweet drinks or any other type of drink, even if you're choking, I don't know, take the time out, make your bracha on it, but it's dafka water. Because again, we have the klal over here, the whole parak, that you don't have hana in this world without making a bracha. But with water, we don't have that problem. And in water, if you're drinking water, only if it's for thirst purposes. Now this halakha would also stomach all according to medicines, right? You want to, if you're drinking water, not for thirst purposes, but you're drinking it for other purposes, and there's a whole list of reasons why you might drink water, not for thirst purposes, we'll leave it for the Rav. But just medicine, it's a common case that comes up. You want to take your pill. You're not drinking the water for thirst purposes. You're drinking it to take the pill. Again, this Tosfos would apply over here. Dafka water, and again, it's as long as if you drink the water beforehand, then you're having a little bit of thirst for it. And the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, mentioned that it's lav dafka only for thirst. Rather, we're talking about that as long as the palet is not hanah from it. But if you're having a little hanah stama, even a little bit hanah would be enough to make a bracha. So if you're drinking a little sip of the water before you take the medicine, you're having hanah. It's only dafka that you take your medicine, and the whole purpose of the water is not to have any hanah from it, just for the medicine to go down, you don't make a bracha. So Tosfos already mentioned over here that it's dafka water, that's for tzema, but any other type of drink, so you grab a little drink over there and you want to take your medicine with it, you're chayav to make a bracha, because you're having hanah from it. So this din of for in the ghetto of this year, of water for a thirst, is only water, not other drinks, and the Vav will fill in all the details. There's a lot of details on this sugya. He mentioned that the bracha you make for water is not shachol, it's brain of hashos. So how do we paskin? Go ahead and see what the people are doing. That's the way that we paskin on this. See how people are speaking, how they're saying on this. Rashi, my tama dover, heich noegin. See how the people are knowing. What are the people? Ahmed Dover is what we basically say. The Gemara, see how the people are doing it, how it's taken among the people. The kafar nago, and already it's knowing levarach b'tchala shahakol or b'sop brain of hashos. That's how we're knowing to do it. Rabot v'chetzanan al kam ha'shibarata hajnach ketzad mevarchim